Well, I come from Larne, and I could say lots of things about Larne this morning, but the one thing that I want to say is this, that we in Larne are a very religious people. And I'm saying that because we have a lot of churches of one kind or another in Larne. There are those churches that are down sort of in the center of Larne, but then there are other churches that are a little bit out of Larne, but would all be encompassed in the district or the town of Larne. The Baptist Church, this is Lisburn Baptist Church, Larne Baptist Church, where we worship, not far from that church, there is a Methodist church, there is a gospel hall, and there is a Catholic church. And just in recent weeks, the Catholic church are doing quite a bit of renovation. And you see, when they had a wedding or a funeral before, the bride, she had to get out of the car out on the main road and walk in, and it is a distance. It's the same with the funeral, but they've made a great road in, and it's all going to be so different and all much more convenient for the folk who use that place of worship. But they've taken tiles off the roof in different places of their present building, and they have erected right on the very top of the building, they have erected, what do you think? No, a cross. They've erected a cross. And it's obvious that there's going to be, it's going to be lighted up, lit up, and people will see it from all over the place. But they haven't it finished yet, but by and by it will be finished. And all you boys and girls, you know that the Bible talks quite a bit about the cross, and about the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. You all have heard about that, haven't you? And you know about that. And it says, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, and Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. And so we've all heard and we've all read, and the Bible has quite a lot to say about the cross. Now, when people around Larne look up at that cross when it's lit up, obviously people will have different views and different ideas, and they will react differently to it. But you know, boys and girls, I was preaching in a meeting some time ago, and a lady in the congregation said to me, she said, will you and your wife come for supper? Isn't that nice? Oh, it was lovely. And she had lovely things too for our supper. But we didn't know, but she had invited also two other families, two other couples. One of the couples we knew, one of the couples we didn't know. But we soon made ourselves at home, and we had great chat and all the rest of it. And then the man that we didn't know, his name was John Cain. That was his name. And us being from Larne, he was very keen to tell us that he had a long history in connection with Larne. He told us that he had for 26 years worked with the Larne Football Club. Have you ever heard of Larne Football Club? You have. Have you ever heard that they have won anything or that met with great success? Oh, dear, dear. Well, I don't know how successful they are, for I don't follow what's happening to them. I assume they're still in existence. But this man, anyhow, he had spent 26 years working with the Larne Football Club. And then, as he chatted, he took something out of his pocket. And this is what he took out of his pocket. Can you see what it is? It's a little pouch And there's a little cross. That's why I asked you to come up, because you would never see it way down there. And this is what John Cain gave me. Do you see it fits in there? And that's the little cross and package or pouch that he had in his pocket. And when you take that out, then you take this out. And this is a little piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, it says this. Are you listening? Good, you're very good. It says, I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me of the fact that I am a Christian, no matter where I may be. This little cross is not magic, nor is it a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Savior and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to pull out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me too to be thankful for my blessings day by day, to strive to serve him better in all I do and say. It's also a daily reminder of the peace and comfort I share with all who know my Master and give themselves to his care. So I carry a cross in my pocket, reminding no one but me that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, if only I let him be. Now, isn't that interesting? And you know, the story is this, that man, John Cain, he became a Christian and he told us about getting saved. And now, he's not involved in football in any shape or form, but that evening, he was away doing, that Sunday evening, he wasn't at the church where I was preaching, but he was away at another church, and he goes singing in different meetings, singing about Jesus, singing about the Lord Jesus who died on the cross and who died for him. When I put my hand in my pocket to pull out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. And that's why, boys and girls, we talk so much in Sunday school and Bible class and church about the cross, because it was there that Jesus suffered and bled and died for sinners. And as we sing sometimes, he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. And my prayer and our prayer is that every boy and girl connected with Lisburn will come like John Cain and accept the Lord Jesus, the one who died on the cross, accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and their Redeemer.